All right. Continue. We finish this as soon as we can today. The Mishnah says it's really a continuation of this issue of Bedika at the time of Tashmish. That's why I labeled it the Bedika Shas Tashmish Beis. Not that creative of a title, but describes what it is. The Mishnah says in Midah Daf Tezayin Aleph from the first source, Beishama El Mitzucha Beis Edim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. Okay, where is it talking about somebody who has Tashmish more than once in the same night? So it says you have to have the two different Edim, the two different cloths, Bedika cloths for each Tashmish. Oh, to Shamash Lohaner, or there should be a little bit of light, the idea being that you can check afterwards, you know, on that, and then you can use the same aid again. You don't need a separate one if you can check and make sure there was no dam. But if you're going to wait till the morning because it's dark out, you don't have electricity or lights, then you have to have a different one for each time in the Shamash. It's enough. This is the very bottom of Tezan Amaral. It's enough to have two Edim for whatever happens that night. Let's look at Rashi. Shnei Edim Chadoshim al Kol Tashmish. Echad Lefonav ve'echad L'acharav. Rashi understands the two Edim are Echad Lefonav ve'echad L'acharav. One for before Tashmish, one for after Tashmish. And tomorrow you'll look at them. Oh, Teshamish L'Araner V'tivdok L'achar Tashmish. Hey, Shekin Chabo. Should look after Tashmish, the one she cleaned herself with, and look at it right then and there. Then you can use that same one again. You don't need a separate one. That's Beishama. And Beisila says, no, Daya Bishnei Edim Kolal, Echad Lifnei Tashmish Rishon, Echad Lachar Tashmish Achron. Once before the first time, and once after the last time. How many times has Tashmish are there? V'afo Gav, the Mishamesh El Yoda, Ichazoi Beni Beni. Okay? Even though she doesn't know, it could be, you know, that she's still in between. Nevertheless, it's okay. Bein Lebeishama, Bein Lebeisila, Ichbos Landelo, Hutsu Chalidur Kala Chomer Taras. Not working with Taurus now. Anyways, it's only a Chumra for Taurus. And that's Rashi, anyway, but she also, what we discussed yesterday, the whole issue of these Bedikas is for Taurus purposes anyway. Okay? That's this. So, the Chumra of this mission is not directly relevant to Bisman Hazel, at least according to Rashi. The Rashbo, however, other Rishon too, I just picked the Chidush of Rashbo, really the Rama holds this way too, has a different read on what the two Edom are for, what the two cloths are for. Again, this is Rashbo there, and neither Tazan of an Aleph. Masnisim beshama mitzicha shnei edim al kol tashmish. Appears Rashi zal shnei edim halu shneihem lo echad lifnei tashmish echad lachar tashmish. Right? Rashi's understanding, as we just read, is that both edim are for her, one for before tashmish, one for after tashmish. Right? That's how Rashi learned. And the Rashbo explains the svar of Rashi with iksani tzricha lashon nekeva. Right? The lashon of the mission is tzricha. Right? Tzricha. Below katani tzrichim. One, they both need it, so it would say tzrichim, right? It says tzricha means for her, nothing for him, right? That's the Rashbo explaining what Rashi doesn't say that, but that's what Rashbo explaining the Svar of Rashi. V'chein l'chol tashmish v'tashmish manachosan ad l'mochar v'ro b'hanim ro seim lav u'beizam l'rius ro se k'dei l'daz kamachato su'chayim. And according to Rashi, you have to check them in the morning and see if there was if shitaka became a need in between. And you had to be with a shogeg. Afterwards, you have to bring chatos for each time that it happened. Beisilo medaya shnei edim achor alayla. Beisilo says, no, it's enough time for the whole night. Klomar, over age, shalifnei tashish rishon bodekas bo parm rishon, over sov kol tashmishon bodekas bei cheni, nimtzel, beisilo daya shnei edim shtei bedikas achor alayla. Okay, that's how Rashi learned. And he added the reason. Eidim achubar, despite the Rashbo suggesting a reason behind Rashi, you get to look at these makaras. Eidim achubar, it's not clear. Dim came by time. For instance, one kasha. Okay, why did he leave out an aid for him? Okay, but more powerful is a kasha. Oh, lama la aid lifnei tashmish sheni. What's the purpose of having an aid before? Let's say I'm having relations for a second time. What's the purpose of having an aid then? She just did one after the first bedika, so now it's a little while later. What's she in for? What's the halo bedika shalachat hashmishin? Oh, halo bedika shalachat hashmishin. After number one, after time one, is before time two. It's the same thing. So what did he do it for? Elo, therefore the Rashba and other Rishonim learned differently that when it says in the Mishnah, tzricha shnei edim, it's not one for both for her, one for before, one for after. Rather, elo shnei edim echad lo ve'echad lo. One for her and one for him. That's what it is. Echad lo, echad lo. The aid shalom bodekas belifnei tashmish rishon achar tashmish. Okay, the aid for her is before the first and after the last tashmish. B'shalo bodek lachar tashmish, and for him only after tashmish, because the sita the Rambam, which we saw right the other day. B'chein b'tashmish sheni bodekim shneim lachar tashmish. The aid shalifnei tashmish shem, but that case below on there kodem tashmish and so on. Aval lifnei tashmish shem tzoyim aim tzvichem b'dika. And but to address the issue mentioned before the middle tashmish, she doesn't need any b'dika. She kvar bodek lachar tashmish of nezu. Okay, so that's a Shita Rashbo, that when it says you need to aid him, it's not both for her, one for before and one for after, but rather it's one for him and one for her. That's what Shnei Aidim means. I, the Kasha of the Lashon, the Ha de Katami Tzwicha, the Lo Katami Tzwichi, he says, don't be so medayik, Mishum de Kol Atzma Shom Bedika, Eina Ala Mishum Domim, the Havas Ba, Umishum Lashar Didahu. He uses the feminine expression, Lashon Nekeva, because it's because of her, the bleeding is hers. Tzvicha, it doesn't mean, don't, it can't be with Dayit Tzvicha and not Tzvichin. No, the whole, it says Tzvicha, Lashon Nekeva, because it's her doing it. It has to do with her bleeding, right? It's her issue. And therefore, Tanabut Tzvicha. For example, like it says later, Kedekatani Nami La'el, or earlier actually, Derech Benos Yisrael Misham Shem Beis Eidim. Benos Yisrael. Doesn't say Benos Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, it means okay, Nachanami, and it means the Benosio, because it's about the woman here. She's the main player here. Okay, she's the subject here. So that's why he uses the lashon tzvicha, even though it's both Bechein Kos and Ramban. There's also Ramban, but Rambam's al kos. I feel a bit still sick of the al kol tashmish lachar tashmish. He says that everyone, even Basila, requires a vedika before and after each one. And Elul Machlokas is well, you have to have a different aid, a different. A bdika cloth, if they have a new one for each time or not, okay, that's our machlokas. Anyway, so you see the Rashbo, so two different ways to learn the simple reading of the Mishnah back into us one. Beis Shammah Mitzvicha Beis Eidim, Rashi says, one for before and one for after, but both are hers. And same thing at the end of the Mishnah, when Beis Hillel says, Dayim B'Shnei Eidim Kolal, again, that's one for before, one for after for the whole night. And the Rashbo, let Beis Shammah learn the two Eidim, or one him, one her. In both those situations. Okay? Good. Anyway, that's the Mishnah on Tezahar off. So the Gemara, everyone clear on that? Machlok Rishonim, how to read. Good. Source 4 is the Gemara in Nida, Tezahar Beis, next Amud. The Gemara says, Amar B'zeir B'divrei Kulam Nilmad Bal Nefesh L'Yivol V'Yishna. You can see from everybody, okay, that a Bal Nefesh, Rashi means a chosid. Right, that's Rashi at Tazama based on Spin 5. A chosid, meaning a person noted for his piety, right? The Baal Nefesh. Some explain Baal Nefesh means that he's more Nefesh than he is Gashmis. Or Ruchnis and Gashmis. Whatever, he's that kind of a person. I remember, I don't know how long ago, I think, you know, a lot of times the Mishabur or other posts were like Baal Nefesh Yachmer. Right, so I remember Rabbi Mital Zichron Avrocha once, the Moses was he said, when he was a Bach in Europe, I told you so, yeah. A Bach in Europe, he assumed that Baal Nefesh, you know, that's a guy who's known for his Tzidkus and so on. And today, when we read Baal Nefesh, that's me, you know, it's interesting. Or, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's you know, whatever. I think, you know, in order to be in the category of Baal Nefesh Yachmer, you have to be a certain kind of a person in other ways as well. You know, it's interesting, it's ironic in history. Rav Kook, Zohar Raha, was, when he was in Balazhan Yeshiva, he was known as a Fermak. You know, he was a Karam Kaddosh, really, Rav Kook, you know. And he had like a beard and payas, which at that time in Balazhan was not really in vogue. That's today, all Yeshiva got their beards and so on and so forth. Even in recent times, the guys from the Mir, when the Mir from Europe came, my father's mother told me he was in YU in the 1950s. You could always tell which guys were mirror guys. They didn't have beards. The mirror guys didn't have beards. A different tradition in different places. So Rav Kook in Valozhin, from what I read, he had a beard. That he, you know, and he used to make fun of him just being so frum. It's ironic, you know, where history played out, that he's viewed as, you know, liberal or whatever because of his position of Eretz Yisrael. It's not really an accurate picture of who he was in Rav Kaddish, you know. Anyway, he was a Talmud of the Netziv. I would tell you, Rabbi Shechter once told me that that he heard from Moshe Tzvi Neria. Neria was really Rav Kook's, aside from Rav Kook's son, Tzvi Yehuda, The real was Rav Kook's Talmud Mubak. He wrote, he was a rabbi, I think, in Kfar Aroeh, that's the kibbutz up north, that's the name for him, and for Rav Kook. And he wrote the biography of Rav Kook. Anyways, he said he once asked Rav Kook, why do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of worked out, you'd be viewed as somehow, you know, out of the camp in terms of the Funkheit and not so, you know. So it's interesting, he was Matzdik as Adin. He said, because there was once a Bocha in Valojin, who Rav Kook was, he was also in Valojin, and he felt that this guy was into, you know, philosophy and other things, and he felt he was a negative influence in the yeshiva because he was more modern in his thinking, and Rav Kook went to the Netziv. The Netziv was a Rosh Yeshiva for so many years, for 4 decades, and then Rav Kook was very close to the Netziv, and he told the Netziv this guy shouldn't be in the yeshiva. And the Netziv eventually asked him to leave the yeshiva, and Rav Kook afterwards felt bad about it, that he should have tried to be Makar of the guy instead of, and therefore he said that his punishment in the Shemayim was that he said this guy was modern and not so far, that they're going to say that about him. That's a pretty powerful tzaddik adin, though. Then I asked Rav Shachta, so what was the Rav story? What happened? What if the Rav go wrong? You know, what did he do? That they didn't have an answer for. But anyway, okay. Anyway, so it says in the Mishnah, it says in Gwarad, I'm a zidu kundum, a bal nefesh, will you vote Vishnah? If someone wants to be extra careful, you shouldn't have a relation the second time if you're not going to check, because as Rashi says, below Badika bin time, right? Bal nefesh, lo yivo Vishnah, the second time, below Badika bin time. But filo beisilo, matzuchi Badika, the soft tashmash, even beisilo requires at the end. So Alma chashin, shemar also damach mistashin. Alma mishu yore, uporish misafik israel lo yivo Vishnah. Someone wants to be actually Reish Shemaim, a machris, he shouldn't have a relation the second time. And Rava Amar, no, boil the shonet, not a problem. Why? Because same machlok as we've had the last few days. Kitanya ahil ataris. This whole thing is only for Taurus purposes, right? Tanya Amarokh is going to bright, so whether I'm a Taurus, I'm a Lobala, I'm a Taurus, right? So this whole thing, so Machlokas Nigmar, Abzer and Rabba, Machlokas Amorim. Machlokas, first of all, Machlokas Tanan Beisham Beisil about the details, we pass him like Beisil, you know, as usual. Then there's a Machlokas Abzer and Rabba. Abzer says that a Baal Nefesh Ol Yivav Yishar is really proper not to have a relation the second time. Rabba is no problem because this whole Limur is for Taurus, this whole Gemara is about Taurus anyway. And it brings a price to support that. Tosus there says in 6, Lo yivav yishnet pirish im lo yivdak deshema machmas chimut tashmash rishon rosa. But he says, v'davka bal nefesh. Tosus said, that's a bal nefesh. The Rav Zeira yoda nami de labayla lo boy bedika. Okay. Rav Zeira, even Rav Zeira was only said about a bal nefesh. Bal nefesh, he also knows that labayla lo boy bedika, that's Tosus. And Rashi l'shi Tosus, that all the, that we assume halacha, as we discussed in the last couple of days, that call a bottle a boy vedika. So you knew that too, Reb Zera. The only thing is, so what's the machlokas then? So the question is about a bal nefesh, and continues Tosus. So Rav Rava, I feel a bal nefesh low. And Rav Rava says, no, even a bal nefesh shouldn't be machmir. And you see what Tosus is doing. He's saying that Reb Zera is talking only about a bal nefesh, but a regular person should not be machmir on this. And Rava says, no, even a bal nefesh does not seem machmir, because in fact, shouldn't be. Dima libo nofo. Right? Go back to that issue. Because maybe he'll get nervous and so on. He won't, you know, he won't have a relation with her. A porridge. If Tomar, my is Italian. I mean, okay. But how does a Bryce approve anything? Tosu says a technicality. How does that Bryce say anything? All the Bryce says is, Medar Mulataris, or Alabala Mutaris. As Tosu says, Vim Tomar, my is Italian, I'm okay. Dilma Bryce, Elomori, Bibal Nefesh, Elabistam, Benadam. Maybe the Bryce, which says, Labala Mutaris, is not talking about a bal nefesh. So that's not a proof against Reb Zera. The Tanya Merhoki sounds like it's a riot to rub against Reb Zera, right? So Reb Zera can simply answer, well, the Bryce is not talking about a bal nefesh. I agree. Reb Zera agrees that a regular person doesn't have to do this. So bal nefesh is machmir. So how's this Bryce, let's say the kasha, how's this Bryce proof against me, against Reb Zera? Maybe the Bryce, Reb Zera would say, no, the Dumb Reb Zera, Dilma Bryce is low mired by the official, was dominating them. Oh, but be shown it's the first time before anything's happened and so on. So, why is that a riot? You know, maybe the Bryce only told me that the first night, it's the first time that night. Tanya Rahoki, remember all the Tars, Obama Mutar is good. But I said, lo Yevov Yishna, don't do it a second time. Maybe the Bryce only told me the first time, right? So, either way, it's a kasha. You hear the kasha, Tosus. Either way, it's a question. Okay, the phrase "labayla muteres," which it says in the Brisa, the phrase "labayla muteres," that implies mamish heter gomor. Okay, for everybody, not only for regular people, even for bala nefesh also, and even if it's the second beer that night. Okay, this is the phraseology "labayla muteres," encompassing. An inclusive phrase, and therefore it includes everything. Okay. So, what's the halacha? So you look in the Rambam, Paragdal Halacha Yitzayim, we've seen a few times. HaMishamish mitoso palmim rabos einon tzrichin livdok she'edim shalang al kol biyobiyah, but el mekaneach hu be'ed shalom v'hu be'ed shalom. Achah kol biyobiyah. Shalom kol alayla. L'moach yivduk ra'idim. And him said, ed shalom, ariz atmei, etc. In other words, the Rambam paskins, you cannot, the Rambam passed like a Bzeira. You cannot do it a second time without a Bedika. You have Bedika, something else. But Mekanech Wei Shalom, you shouldn't spend it, so you can't do it. Okay? The Halacha is like a Bzeira, and meaning that the Gemara is talking not only about Bedikas for Taurus purposes, but even Labayla, which again, how the Rambam learns the Sugya. So that's what comes out according to the Rambam. Look in the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halachah Zayin, Source 8. Hamishamesh mitoso pamim rabos hulav. Tamo, the reading of the Rambam is Miditanan, Verkal Yad, this Mishnah, Daf Yud Vav, which is Tazayin Ras. Beshama omer tzichashne erma kol tashnash, Rezel medayim b'shem kol ayin, l'tamei ozo. Shesova shakola advarim shenemu binyan zay lo the Rambam is Shitoso, like we saw yesterday. The Rambam learns it's not only talking about Taurus, right? This is Baila's way for all these Bedikas. Okay, so the Rambam is Shitoso, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Tameozo. Shesover, Shakola, Gorm, Shanemar, Bidin, Zel, Lo, Lataris, Dafkeim, El, Apashena, Super Taurus, Lo, Baila, Iri, Hilcho, Poskim, Zera. Domer, Medibir, Kuam, Nilmod, Baal, Nefesh, Lo, Yuva, Vishnu, Klomar, Melo, Bedika. With the low karov, he's not passing a rov at the plea gear of Zer, Omar Kitanya Ulataris. Now, the only problem, because Mishnah alludes to the end, is in one second, even Rav Zera did not seem to say this as a blanket rule of everybody, but rather, the Baal Nefesh. So, because the Mishnah says, the Nirash is sober Abedu, the Baal Nefesh, Omar Bezera alone, maybe this Chassidus, Komal Ashur said, it's not usually the way we use the phrase Baal Nefesh. But, okay, nevertheless, that's what it means here. That's the Shur Sadin. So that is the Shita of the Rambam, explained by the Kesef Mishnah. Again, Rishonim disagree with the Rambam about these Bedikas. The Ramban and the Zilchus Nida in Parak Hey, Os, Beis, Hanoshim Sheyesh Lohem Vesas, Mishamshel Shalom Vishaz Vesas, Ve'ena Tzricha. Okay, the same machlokas we had. Here the Rambam weighs in. There's no promise over Asuka Mitaros. Alright? And others with the Beis Yosef quote say the same thing. How do we pass it? So the Shulchan doesn't speak about this. The Ramah does in our Siman Kuf Pei Vav at the end of Siman Beis. Ramah writes, "Ve'ein tzrichin livdok atzmon achar kol tashmish u'tashmish osim b'ayla achaz." He says you don't need to check each time, okay? But el mekanchen atzmon, you do have to do some kind of kinuach. Ve'ein ulamachar tzrichin b'dika. So the Mechaber, the Ramo apparently, and Beis Yosef brings it, it doesn't say in the Shulchan, but Ramo apparently is passing like the Rambam, that even Bezman Hazeh, while you don't necessarily need a Bedika, but Kinuach you need, okay, you need a Kinuach after each beer, okay, although the Rambam only seems to say it by a woman's Eilam Vesis, which we're talking about in this, the Ramo rather says Eilam Vesis. But because that's what we're talking about in this siman, right? Okay. But the question is this whole issue of multiple relations and so on and so forth. So what are we talking about here? So first of all, This is either l'shitas Rambam, who requires bedikas b'zman hazeh, hope not just chataris, or maybe it's we had all these, we had three principal shitas in Mishonim yesterday, right? What about the bedikas? Rashi never doesn't require bedikas at all, but it could. So it could be that this is in Sif Beis, which is a continuation. I don't have it on the paper, but you have it on yesterday's paper at the beginning of the Shomara. Sif Beis is talking about those bedikas. Brings the shitas Rambam. Remember, it's in Beis. He quotes it as the Rambam and the Rosh, because it's based on Rambam. Would they say Rambam Rosh or Rambam Chanan? I forgot, but it's the Rosh. Yeah. But the Rosh means Rambam Chanan. He doesn't want to go against Rambam Chanan, like we saw yesterday. So this is some continuation of that. So that's the bedikas we're talking about. Or alternatively, you could be talking about the situation of the Rif, the way most Rishonim learned the Rif. Name was talking about the first three times. Right, the first three times. The Rif says that the first three times that he did it, so then he didn't reply. Or, if you remember yesterday, what was it, Taras Shalom said, that even those, like Rav Chavzatz, even those who hold like Rashi and require no bedikas, but the no bedikas mean what? Remember, internal bedikas, but some form of kinuach is necessary. So this din in the Shulchan Aruch could be relevant, according to others as well. That again, in terms of this issue of checking after each time, it could be relevant. According to Rashi, offhand, I would say, according to Rashi, it's not relevant at all. You don't need to do bedikas to begin with. According to Rambam, it is very relevant. Rambam always requires bedikas. The Rif could be relevant first three times. But even according to the others, according to Chavzatz, right? Chavzatz yesterday said that his machlokes says that some called kinuch hiduni. So according to that, then these deals would be in play for that as well. Okay? All right. And a related din also in the same, in the Rabbah. Okay? We have the following case in the same Gemara to Zion Beis in the 11. Omar of Abba, Omar of Chibra Asher, where Abba, Bodka Be'eid Ovan. She did this to do it somehow, the aid got misplaced, lost. Okay? So it says, Asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok. The same circumstances. Asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok. Right, she's going to have to check again. Rashi explains, 12, Bodka ve'e belayla lifnei tashmish. Right, she checked, before the tashmish. And it got lost somewhere. It got thrown in the garbage by mistake, whatever happened. Okay, got lost. So Asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok, says the Gemara. So Masko of Ilo, what do you mean? Ilu Isa. One second. Why is this any different? Okay, let's say Elu Isa, it's here. It wasn't lost. It exists. But wouldn't we allow it to have Tesh Tash the second time, even though we don't yet know? Okay? Look at the Rashi in 12. Alpha Gabriel, the Hollow Bis Hillel, Adla Machar Lo Barka. You don't check it today, wait until the morning can have it. Relation to the second time. But Philip is Shammai Nabi. If Yishol Beis Eid Mechol Tashmish, Mishamesh is below Ner Afa Gav Delo Yoda, Ega Dab Beid Mishol Tashmish Rishon. We don't know what the result of the first time was, the first inspection was, first examination. So apparently, it's okay. So why, if the aid is lost, is any different? It's the same thing. The aid is lost, okay. It should be able to do it anyway. Right? Because even if the aid was not lost, you don't have, it's as if it was lost, you don't know what it says. And we allow you to proceed anyway with Tashmish. So why is this any different? Okay, so that's the kasha. Masu ilo ilo isa milo meshamsha v'ach v'do yada. So hafterabik teshamish. What's the problem? So the rabbi zoom ochicha kaim is way ochicha kaim. The difference, because in the other case, okay, there is an aid, and tomorrow we're going to find out the fact, and we'll have ramifications for taras, right? Hare aid l'faneil l'machar tirav amahani l'taras tichitzu l'mor meshamsha v'ach v'shum tarasu. Begarim yitzadam ba'os v'shlifnei tashmish. Tavi chatos kapara. So incidentally, it'll have a bearing also if it turns out that the bdika cloth of this before the second tashmish has dam on it. So it'll mean that she'll have to bring a korban for having boldly the mishogi. All right, but in any event, the point is that it has a ramification. So yeah. All right, so more answers to that question. How do we rule in Shulchan Aruch? the end of that same Sif Sif Beis, and one more comment to the Ramah at 13. Kincha Atzma Eibu Abda Lo Shetame Lo Teshamesh Adjetidok Atzma Horo Ve'en Lo Beses. Okay? Yeah. All right, now the question to look at now is an interesting question. All right, so let's say she did find out. Okay, let's say she did find out. Does she indeed have to check again before another Tashmish? Okay, does she have to check again before another Tashmish? So here we find actually Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim. Just a moment. Okay. The Ravid in the Baal Nefesh is an important piece. Sarah Sirvedikas of Gimel. A few different things emerge from here, but for our purposes, Ode Shacheres, she tzricha bedika, another situation where one needs a bedika before Tashmish, or bedika, so bedika kala could be a simple bedika, lightweight bedika, so to speak. Behi aroa dam machmas Tashmish, she tzricha livdog pam rishona ushnia ushlishes. Okay? If she saw a dam on all 3 days, you have to check 3 times. Okay? And if she checks and saw a dam all 3 times, okay, and it depends on how you waited afterwards, well, it can become it can become an either that way. But anyhow, says the Ravid, so that's another case where you would need a bdika, a woman who is and 1 second, I just want to find what I wanted to show you here. Now look what it says at the end. The Yesh Omrim is important for a few dinim. Ein she'ein aro b'kien achshav b'shurin halalu hilchot kol samach labia imbalko motzadam naseres al baila v'ari b'ches desroa machas tashmish mistava kavose. Okay, the answer is anything you would need to do a bedika, that's what the Ravid holds. Okay, you need to do a bedika, and if it comes out no good, then she's naseres al baila. So claims the Ravid. Yes? Again, this is an introduction to the next simage about Roa Machas Tashmish. The Mizrachi Alevi, the Baal Amor. It is Asagos in 15, that's the paper called Selah Machlokes, right? Those hay of some gimel. Od Kosov, Yeshachar, Shetzin, Liku, Jogan, Vikala, etc. The Aroa Damach, Natasha, Tzvichalidov, Parmishon, Shlishis. Ein Lotto Bedika, Baroa Mach, Natasha, Shala Akar, Bishlishis, Shalbal, Shlishis. This is given right now, preview of coming attractions. If a woman sees 3 times Mach, Natasha, so the halacha is that she leaves this husband. Okay, and she can marry a second husband. Could be that there's a problem with him and her, incompatible in terms of his din. That's why every time they have relations, they say, Dom, so I have to divorce this husband. She can marry a second husband. The same thing happens, she can marry a third husband. After the third husband, realize it's not a matter of the husband, it's her. Okay, so then she won't be able to marry anymore, so she won't be able to have a relation with her. So that's what the Baal Amor is referring to. It says, "Ein lo b'dika v'ramach mizrach ela achar b'yashlisha shobal." Should happen 3 times, the 3 balad. Then you require b'dika. These are parakinokas. B'dika, and not only that, but it's not a b'dika kala like the writer says. B'dika chamura with the shofar, it's on the tomb, etc. Aval mitchil ein lo b'dika shekach amru mishameshes parmishon shlisha. So risko rabo b'dika klaf. Okay, he says, "What is it? Rias hargoshei glorious b'dika." Okay. So this is what the Baal Amor gets at. The Baal Amor says, Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish does not need Bedika. The Machlokes, the Ravid, the Baal Nefesh, and the comments of the Mizrachi Alevi, the Baal Amor. Again, we're talking about a case where a person saw Dam to Tashmish, so according to the Ravid, for sure you're going to have to check again. According to the Baal Amor, not. Okay? The Pesachei Teshuva quotes this. Something interesting in here in the Rodeis and Kumpe Bob and some cotton bays. Tzrichim Lido Kodom. Old Kosov Sham is referring to the Chabazah. Okay? Dimrosa Pam Achas Belo Tashmish. Afilu Ben Muflog Mea Tashmish. Mechuyeves Shuv Bedika Achar Tashmish. Kema Dishyal Vareyas Pam Achas. Bimi Isha Shein Lovesi Vaz Gimel Pam Bedika. Shet Ischazek
Bein roa, machas tashmish. Uyesho besein tzich b'nachmarach, pam achas, machakach, pam achav, lo motzah shuv ein tzich b'dikah. So, the Chavazda says, very important, he says that if you have dam, even somewhat removed from the time of the tashmish, so they require another b'dikah before having further tashmish. Because came in the shalom l'oreyasa, is a problem. Okay, but it's Isha Shein Lovesed, then that's it three times, you know, to undo it, not just once. Okay, like that we know. So the Chavazda says, he says it himself there, he paskins in effect like the Ragged, the Machmer, to acquire the Medikas, right? So the Chavazda and the Biurim here at Tzinkuf Peivov and Tzinkot and Beis, right? So Lefize Nira, the Isha Sheyesh Lovesed, the Vadai im Nolad Barea Sushuv, Boy Medika Achatashvish. Thomas Tomek Katoni, Nisays, Ross Samachas Tashvish, Ramachas Bezugimel, Behind the Boy Bedika, Kimo Shapirish Harivan. Okay, so that's how the Chavis Da says. Shuhaka Kamai Salam. One second. Lam Hina Kimo Boy Bedika, Omar Filavish says, Amdam, nearly. The Beisha Shesha Vesna, Ainbo Hashash, Lomikim, Ross Apam Achas, Belil Tashvish. V'siyal baris v'kol makom nekar v'pam achas. That's the matter of turning around the chazaka. Yeah. Okay. So, bottom line, it's a machlokas, the balamor, and the ravid, and a machlokas, as we'll see in a moment, an achronim had a paskin. The chavis das is machmer like the ravid. That's what comes out of that. However, the shulchan aruch harav. It's in Kufpe Zion, it's in Cotton Bays, it's the next one. The Chavis Da is doing this in Kufpe Vav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is in Kufpe Zion. So he disagrees, and he goes to Hakel, like the Balamor. We look at the words there, 18. In Tashmi Zadai, the Haino Od Bays Pomim, by Ravid Kosa, the Mishamesh is Od Gimel Pomim. That was that other Bachel, because remember the Ravid says, you know, three time check has to be after there's a Reza. The first time doesn't count. That's a detail. Okay? And he summarizes that sheet of the Ramban, which says it's like the Ravid, and the second paragraph, Arazor, Yachalevi, the Balamor, argues with this, and he says, he mentions the Balamor, as he's saying that the Chavis Da is like the Ravid, but he's pointing out in the second paragraph 18, Varazar Cholakala, was really the Afsharos of Palmushtaim, Aina Tsukumika Klal. Okay, if she has a vessel. The Raw Machmas Tasha or Gamora, here we have Sargosha. The Raw Machmas Tasha means she senses it, not just to a Vedika, not just the Raya from Vedika. Okay, so that's that Machok is Ramah. Any questions? So just to, yeah.
Is there at least the Ramah about.
I think so. What do you mean?
This is talking about before we're talking about doing bidikas in between tashmish and then one night. But this machlokes is more of a broad machlokes about bidika in general.
Does it apply to all cases? It looks like it does. Yeah. But he says it on this. So that's where the Chavis Da is. That's where Pesach Tshuva is. I mean, it's part of a bigger shita. Yeah, I would say that.
Is this on this siman or
it's
on the earlier part?
Pesach Tshuva is on here.
On Shalosh Pam about the rift,
no? Just a moment. Is that true? You're right, the Pesach Tshuva, should have looked up and saw what's the Pesach Tshuva, so you can move those code then.
That's
the original then, yeah, it's not the Ramos then. And the Chavis Da is on Shalosh Pamim. And so is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees, he holds like the Balamor. You know, just look at 18, the second paragraph. Baro in Israel, Chalei Becholot, I was feeling the Apshar also Pamu, who's talking about possession, ain't a tzvich b'dika klal. Okay, Misha Besnes. Roma Machmas Tasha, we're more, we as Hagosha. You mean it's really going both? Yeah, I would say it's going anything, yeah.
Yeah, but it applies here too. Okay. All right. There is a very interesting sheet of the Tshuvas HaDesh, which I may have once mentioned, okay, in one of his Tshuvas, in Reish Mem Zayin. He comes up, we're talking about Vestas a little bit, and Vestas for this day, for that amount of interval and so on. The Tshuvas HaDesh proposes what we might call a partial Vestas Kavua. I have a partial Vestas Kavua. Either the Vestas Kavua, we don't have a Vestas Kavua. I have a partial Vestas Kavua. So you look at the Tshuvas HaDesh and the Reish Mem Zayin, what he's asked is, Shayla, Isha Shirigila Liros Pinazen Shala Olam Lo Pachatu Dalajama Machatzilasa. She never sees less than 14 days from the day of the Tefillah. Never. Never happens. Okay? Once the 14-day cutoff point arrives, then ain lakeva. Then she can see lefom b'tezchav, or b'tezayin, or yudzayin, from b'chav aleph, from gibel, from dalet. Right? It can be three consecutive days. It can be part within the two and one, and then when it's right away, the 15th, 16th, 17th doors, 21st, 23rd, 24th. All these cases. Okay, lachar tefillah, not from the previous two, that's what it means, the number of days. Ein la kriyas l'dilugim halal o'klal. Yichashir v'aykav na'isha she'ein la veses l'hatzricha b'dika l'bala b'chol tash v'sholah. So, he's assuming that it's an isha she'ein la veses, and she requires b'dika l'bala as well. That's shita. But do you need it, he wants to know. It's only for someone who's a veses she'ein a kavua. So what is her status? She's partly kavua, meaning it's never before 14 days. And that's the Vestas Kavua. Okay? And another sense, yeah, but it's not consistent every month. You hear the problem. It's always at least this number of days go by with no period. Once you hit this day, it can be today, it can be tomorrow, it can be 3 days from now, right? It's inconsistent. So the question is, where does she fall into this question of Bedika before Tashmish? Tshuva. Yerod zu ena tzricha b'dika kal. Guess what? She doesn't need any b'dika. L'chol asher teshamish kodem arbas hayom l'tvilosa. Provided she has relations. We're talking about when she's doing it. She's having relations prior to that cutoff point. He gives them 14 days. You follow? 14 days in the tefila. So in other words, if they're having relations within 14 days of the tefila, then you don't need any b'dikas because then she's an isha she'esh l'meses. What do we mean, Yeshua Vesta? She doesn't have a permanent day? No, she doesn't have a permanent day, but she's permanent in the sense that she never has it in this time. X number of days after the tefillah, she never gets a period. So the Tshuvas HaDesh, you hear his point. Tshuvas HaDesh and Reish Mem Zayin says, Eina Tzricha B'dika Klal, L'chol Asher Teshamesh Kodem Abbas Yom HaTfilasa, because that's the Vesta's Kavua. Ba'fila B'rechanana, B'netam, the Pasul, Eina Vesta's Boy B'dika L'mayla. Even those we show them a hold, again, get it back to old machlokas. Even those we show them a hold that a woman has no vestas, boy, b'dika labayla. The chasav or zuru v'ashri yishish lachin v'em. Become mo'om nireh, d'hach isha lav ein la vestas mikri, korav arba asayyamim. Before 14 days up, this woman is not called an isha shein la vestas. Because she never has it sooner than that vestas. You follow? So that's why I said it's like a partial vestas kavua. Okay, so partial Vestas Kavua. Up until this time, she never gets it. So it's a Vestas Kavua. After that time, she does get it disparately. So there, it's a Vestas Ena Kavua. So within that time span, the Tshuvas HaDesh says she does not. She's not called Ena Vestas. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Peivav, Siv Gimel rules 20, like the Tshuvas HaDesh, Isha She Ena Roa BePachos Nidala Jomem Achar Tzilosa. Aval acher yudalad yom ein lakeva ad yudalad yom dina kedin isha sheish lavesas, and therefore no bedikas needed. Chavis Das has a major problem with this. You hear the psak of Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Chavis Das biurim and tzir and tzir kuf peivav tzir katan gimel ma'od libi megamgein din zeh. I have a big problem with this because you know we have a discussion we've alluded to many times. It's called an owner veinanes. That's 30 days. That's day 30. Only that's a normal time till, you know, for everything to happen and so on. So it's 30 days. So it's every time 30 days is called Onur Beinonis. which the Shulchan Aruch talks about, the Gemara talks about. It says the Chavis Das, 1 second, in 21. Ma'od libra gamgen nizeh. The imneimo de machmas shehuchzaka shloshot pamim she'ena roa b'yom elo havedina b'yom elo kishish isha shesheveses v'shol b'shaz vesta imkein isha she roa tamid achar shloshim yom. Let's say her cutoff point is 30 days, so she always sees after 30 days. Achar shloshim yom ein loveses, but after day 30, it could be 32, it could be 34. There's no pattern. Okay, 1 second. So then it'll turn out. Ein choshesh lo nabeinus, right? In other words, vi yischazik shlo tirad lachar yom habikashen shavas ein choshesh lo nabeinus. She's not going to need the owner bainus. Because the owner bainus is day 30. But she never sees until after day 30. So basically, says the Chavis Das, you're doing away with the whole din of owner bainus for such a woman. That's the Chavis Das' objection. You follow? Right? He says, and this din, that's what Libi Megam gave a din zed, this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, the name of the Shulchan Aruch, presents to me a problem, because you're going to have women, probably many women, or a certain percentage of women, who never have an owner bainus. Because they're considered yesh lo veses up to that point. And that point's going to include day 30. If that woman has that situation. Not everybody has it. But those who do, okay, past 30 days is when they begin to say, she sees it. Day 33, day 34. So it's ein lo veses. All right, we said it's not fixed at that point. But day 30, earlier than day 30, is fixed not to get a rizdam. So Mamela says to Chavis Das, if you call her an Isha Shiesh Laves is up until day 30, so what happened to Ona Bainer? It disappears. Okay? Okay. So, let's see inside. Chavis Das, he says, Dois Chazir Arach, Vahavi Kisha Laves is Sheena Choshesh Laona Bainer. Oh yeah, lo sochel shana benes, lo ischazur alach elam ba barakia. Yeah, okay, and he said that doesn't look right, or not right, and all the posts give me to take a look at the shach and so on. So he says it's against the svara, or against the idea of owner benes. Okay. Oh. All right. Someone sees the Chavis Das objection. Yeah.
Why would the Chavis Das think the Shemus Session would be Choshish for the Rabbeinu? Meaning the
Shemus
Session only said
40. 40.
So why?
In a Harami, but it sounds like the 40 you're giving is an example. And Chavis Das is pointing out, according to this Svara of the logic, it's going to have repercussions for other situations, and it's going to create a problem. If you want to argue, and a chanami, the owner bainus you always have to keep, and the only meant that if it's less than that, could be.
If you have a vessel covered, you have to be choshish for owner
bainus? No.
Okay.
And that's the point. But here it's a quasi vessel covered, or it's a partial vessel covered. So anyway, the Sidri Tara, in later on, it's in Kuf Pei Tes, Sivkot Mechav 22, says, and a chanami, they're right. You're right. That was the whole Chavis Das is bothered by it. He says, well, Dachuk and everything else. Okay, so he says, Harami, basically. Nir Lechora, look at 22. So Mechof, and Zukuf Peites, and Sidri Tar. But Nir Lechora, the Dafka Bechiai Gavne, Sharos, the Lamed, or Lamed Beis, or Lamed Dalet, who the Trichalacho Shalom Benin is. Miris Yom Lamed Dalet. Because up until based on Shemus Hadeshin, you're right. Basically, the Chavis Das, you're right. That's correct. And a Chanami, okay. Came with the Huchzikuzu Shalotira told Shoshim because the Chazok and Apasi was in 30 days, and even after it's Ein Leveses. We call Mokum Tok Shoshim and Huchzik Shalotira. Okay. Yeah. Me always says. Yesh lomar de'iu lo hekel elein bedika lifnei tashmish. He says, the truth is, maybe the Shemus HaDesh only meant with regard to bedika. Okay? So the only cooler is in the bedika. Okay. So basically, you have to see the Torah that it's you know, the Enchanami. Well, the thing is, it maybe only means only bedika, but there are some, it depends on the other side, but it means bedika. Okay, and therefore, for the person of bedika, Taka, she wouldn't need bedika. My own opinion is. Okay, 23 is the Moshe Feinstein. Chuma Sikus Moshe Yodech, like Bayes Simon Ayan Bayes. Nice presentation. He says as follows. Okay. Says a motion. Anaf Aleph of Simon Ayan Bayes and Yodech, like Bayes. Hine, Vidvar Isha Shetomid, he roa Achar Shoshim. Aval Achar Shoshim, Ein Lovesis Kavua. Our case, right? She never sees up until day 30. After day 30, it's always something else. After this shaila, who do we follow? This the Chavis Das shries for 1 second. It means the woman's not going to have owner benis. And the Sichar says, yeah, she won't have. So they ask the Moshe, what's the story? Does a person have owner benis after such a situation or not? Okay, so that's the Shara Moshe was asked. Just a moment. Again, in Tzicha Lachos Lona Benes, Vashar Shadayin, Ein Lo Vesek Uva, Adin, Ein Lo Vesek Uva, Shekho Shem, Lona Benes, Yeh, Kedis Vashem Kuvim Des. Oh, or, here's the flip side. The Kevin Shekho Riyu Seh, Hoi La Achar Shoshim Hukba Lo Vesek Lina Zeh, Shein Roa, Ba Lona Benes, Ein Lo Tzicha Lachos Lona Benes. Or the other side, okay. That is called Yeshua Vesis. And what do you know? Ramosha quotes our halacha here. Simkuf Peivov. Siv Gimel. Bisha Shein or Oab and Pachas Yudal Yom Achat Zilah. Salachat Yudal Yom Ein Lakeva. Shad Yudal Yom Dina Ki Yeshua Vesis. Vishamata, whoever Ramosha is talking to the Shuba, Shamata Shadaiti Notish Ein Tzvich Halachosh. Was that now? It's Ein Tzvich Halachosh. What's that mean? What's that abbreviation? Tzara Beis, what are they? Kusha Vadama. Oh, Halachosh should say Liha Ona Benes. Should say Liha. Okay. Beine, Pligi Bezerah Vosin Achor. He says, guess what? This Shiloh. Whether she'll have to keep the owner benefits in this case of 30 days being a cutoff point for, or more than 30 days. 30 days or more being a cutoff point for switching her from an ainla kavu to kavu. Okay, he says this is a machlokas achronim. Okay, yeah, nechaku was the pligi was there rabbeinu achronim. Should be sidri taras and kuf peites that we saw in 22. Tzivkar nachav. The sofa kosa hodis v'shach. Remember Gemara also long v'yom long alamayis al dal etzetu. She shows it. The choshesh's owner bein is shudafka b'chiyagav neshurak shnei pom hayachar shloshim. Aber also yom v'lamer al v'amreiz al dal 3 times. Afshe ein lo vesis kavua ein atzorch lechosh owner bein is. You come off a huchzka shalot tira rachar shloshim. That's about a chazaka. Right. And aber b'chavas das on the 4th line of that second paragraph. That's the abbreviation. Is the end of Chavis Das, the Simkuf Peivah. We saw it's going to move. So we pshitas shechosheshes on a benedis. Asher shulzeh nesa bekusha adin. The shulchan aruch hu mitshumas hadeshem. The adyudal yom kmo yeshav es and so on. Shekasa maod of a moly. We got to give it that such as which we saw. Okay. Yeah. So that's the Moshe says machokas achronim. Avahal lechor tamu tuva the haavesis also shein choshul korah vesis mutal avodah. Okay, that means 1 second. Beforehand, because she has that vessels kavua towards the morning, whatever. So before that is okay. Just a moment. The vessels ain't choshem kara mudal avala af biyishana kinyan biyishana kinyan biyadaf nidal daf tesos ben tesha. Udas kol aposkim ain't a tricha shum bedik afal achat hashesh. The afal Rambam sham the Taz says shemat bedika ain't the mikshash iser. Aisha bedika shemat zvalachat hashesh kvar nasa maisa and the takana ba'amal avar mavshal. In terms of the taras, well, according to Tashmish, I'll take them from the who kalor from the chashi kalor of our shuvi shoshel there. Okay, our nimtza look less forlorn. Shabbeses who osa lahatish olochosh korabes korabes. The osim is that see he's also leaning to be mako, so the moshe like the sidri taras. Okay, he's leaning to be mako. It's a different situation. Because the more the other, the chazon chesham and tzara orif and the rabban the yisurah, the only if you can ramon because the sari gam beim of esses came to the door into the call and then that goes on to the broader issue. So it seems to me the rabosh also is holding like the sidri tari, not for his reason, you know, that wouldn't be the same reason, but the rabosh also like the sidri tari, the maker like the balam or not. The shulchan aruch says it's the dalit. I'm sorry, it's a different thing, just a moment. What was I trying to say again here? Go back to verse 20 rather. Yeah, he passed that to Shmadeshan. He passed that to Shmadeshan. That's how we generally assume. But he passed that to Shmadeshan. Chavis Das raised an objection. And the Sidya Tana, which you find today, learn to be late. And there'll be owner ben, no owner ben. It's good. Adkan. So then the Shulchan is the next thing, that's something else. I just want to mention something apropos of what we said yesterday that relates to this Trumas Hadeshen. Remember, we said, so the Rif had this idea, as some understand, that the first three times, you have to have Tashma, she have to examine and inspect afterwards, and so on, because you want to ascertain, right? Ela Bes Kavua, so afraid of the act of Tashma may trigger the Nida, and therefore the first three times you have to rule out that it's not a trigger, right? And then that's how Chavra Mo Pasna Shach says a little differently, says not what the earth means, but I'm passing that today and so on. Oh, just a side point, I asked this morning at the Bruce, I asked Rabbilik whether he tells Hassan to do the Nida. It's absolutely not, he says, the first three times. It's absolutely not. There's a Shach, and that's it. Shach, that's what I said. So that's it. Don't want to hear any further. So, anyway, I was just trying to get a consensus. I also said I want to get a consensus of our other esteemed Rosh Yeshiva. So that it says, you show me, I looked over, there were, you know, quotes from David like that. And I think, I think that's the consensus. But somebody who wants, at least around here, somebody who wants to be machmer, so I'll just make this ha'ora, someone who wants to be machmer, in light of this Trumas Hadeshen, this partly what makes it complicated. Okay, because in light of this Trumas Hadeshen, you want to be machmer. Let's say you want to do the first three times of the Nika. Okay? But you would have to do it after the cutoff point. In other words, meaning, if you have a woman who always sees, never sees within X number of days, whether X is 14, X is 30, or whatever. Right? So she would not be able to do the Bedika until after that time is passed, until she's checking herself by Tashmish after that date is passed. You hear what I'm saying? Because what's the whole purpose of those bedikas three times? What's the whole purpose of those three time bedikas? First three times, the rift. To ascertain, as I said, that the Tashmish doesn't trigger her becoming either. We're talking about a woman in Ein Lovesis. Yeah, but according to Trumas Hadeshen, up until day X, she's not called Ein Lovesis. Right? Up until day X, whatever it is for her, she's not called Ein Lovesis. Ein Lovesis Kavua. She has a Vesis Kavua. That's the Trumas Hadeshen's, you know, partial Vesis Kavua. Right? So Mamela, you do Medika That's a tough. The bedikah is only to see to it that the by someone who's ain't lo says, come on, we want to see to it. The tash is not going to trigger the nidud, the status of nidud, right? But if we hold like this Trumas Hadeshin at the first X days after the tefillah, 14, 30, whatever your number is, okay, that you never have. She never has tashmish. She never has a period. So she's never called. She's not called. That's not called the best thing in kavua at that time. There she's called the best kavua. So maybe the bedikas we have to after those times. It's complicated. You follow? You know what I'm saying? Does everyone get it? I'm making it clear. Yeah, the Trumas Hadeshin is saying. No, you would have to do it after that date, whatever your cutoff date is. Okay, your cutoff date when she changes from a woman who's a yeshua meses kavua to an eila meses kavua. That's the chiddush of Trumas Hadeshin, right? And there comes a point that she's you're not always either ein or yesh. It depends. According to Trumas Hadeshin, for the first X days, 14, whatever. Okay, she's now called yeshua meses kavua because she never sees dam during this time. Now, after this, is sometime day 17, sometime day 22, whatever it'll be, or 30, whatever your cutoff is. But there's always that day, a changeover day. Okay, that changeover day from a Vesa Shaina, a Vesa Kavua, to a Vesa Shaina Kavua. Right? So according to the, if you want to follow this Chumrah, to check the first three times you have Tashmish, it has to be the first three times you have Tashmish after the changeover day, which becomes, status changes to a Vesa Shaina Kavua, based on Shul Zadesha. Okay? Because again, these bedikas are only for someone who's ainu kavua. That's when the bedikas rule out tashish being the trigger. So therefore, these bedikas will be relevant only after that cutoff date. You follow? So mamela, that's another reason why it's complicated. If a couple just got married, you have to figure out was it now before, is it now after? You know, it's perhaps another reason why people are happy to follow the shach. You follow? It's another reason why. Aside, did I mention also about the damsua? I mentioned that also, right? That's a practical reason. It's confusing, but and there's another practical reason. You know, as we just saw, actually saw that writing. We're going to talk more about that writing. That we don't know how to do this bedikas properly. We don't rely on them all today, and we can't. There's so many different factors, which is why I think that the shach's approach caught on. But I'm saying here's another. I don't say lumdish, but somewhat of a lumdish reason. Because you want to be choshish, you want to accept the shulchan aruch accept the shulchan aruch. So I quote it again. That was in 20, right? Sid Gimel. Isha she'ein aro pachni dal yom achli ava achli dal ein lakua ad yud dal yom dina kedin isha she'ein lovesek. Meimel at that time the dikas don't tell alam alam orin. Unless you want to say, I thought somebody maybe did say that. No, but in terms of the dikas, it's okay. But then I think it's a little bit of a joke. You know, she's going to do a bedikah, she never gets her period those days. You know, you could say, okay, for the three times it's good. But it strikes me, that given that the Shohar accepts this Trumas Hadeshin, Aloha, so then you want to accept the other Shohar, so that the two Sifrim are back to back, Beis and Gimel, so then it really limits the time to when you're going to do that first three checks. You know, it's only the first three checks if by Tashmish after that cutoff thing. You follow? Okay, so that's it. Let's just finish up to finish the simon. Okay. It's in Dalad. The Shulchan writes here, Yesh lo adam lahaniach es ishto shetivdo pe'ed shalo. Okay, and we talk to him, let's all shalo, and then let's all shalo. A man could let the woman use his aid to check herself, okay, because since she's nemenes to say that the aid was clean, and so on and so forth, so nemenes al shalo also. In other words, she's able to believe her, and the Biur HaGro adds, and what we said earlier in Sukkot and Zion, the 25, the Biur HaGro adds, so lechein huskar b'dika kol b'dido bodka v'avad tivdo. Again, it's a grammatical point, right? It's always focused on her. It's always on the woman's activities here. So therefore, she's nemenes to say about his aid too. And then we have finally in Source 26 the very very peculiar, I think not peculiar, but it's a very unique halacha. I don't need to get up to this. A unique halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's a preview of coming attractions. I'll tell you here what's playing next. So here, at the very end of Sim Kuf Pei Vav, it says, "Hey, the Chabad writes in Raw Sodam Machmas Tashmish Shalosh Pa'amim Ritzufin." Okay, if she saw three times in a row Dam Machmas Tashmish, Asur L'Shamish L'Olam Im Oso Baal. So now she's Osir with this Baal. Now. She's allowed to marry somebody else. She ought to go to somebody else if she wants, but she's also with this baal. V'yisboer v'simen shacharze. This will all be explained in the next siman. I'm not sure what the purpose of this halacha is. I mean, you know, we're going to read the next siman, right? So here, just telling you, you want to know what the din is here? Stay tuned. Okay, we'll tune in tomorrow, the same place, next siman. Okay, because that's what he says over here. Now, I understand, because we were talking here about, seeing the time of Tashmish and so on, so he sticks the din in, but it's very, I don't know, let's do a survey, it's somewhat unusual for the Shulchan Aruch to say what's coming up next to the siman, but that's what he does over here. All right? Yes, good. Okay, that takes care of that. We'll tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we'll do something either on...